listening to Knots Alive from Astro G, grabbing our nachos, beer, and hot dogs, and getting ready for some digital pigskin. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hello, everybody. Mike the Ghoul back for Season 9, and we are sponsored, brought to you this season by our lovely friends at the Weyland-Yutani Corporation, building better worlds, one conquering colony at a time. So thank you, Yutani Industries, for being part of this season. Very excited to have you as a partner.
That's how you get professional right there. You get a corporation to sponsor you, and it sounds just so good right now. I look forward to all of those autonomous androids coming and accidentally blowing up my spaceship.
Yep, indeed. Good to see you again. Season 9. Let's go.
Season 9 took our nice little winter break, as we always traditionally do on the podcast. And now we can get right back in for another season of great stuff. And as is always the case, we start off the season with some Tecmo Super Bowl. We've done this for 2 years now. We're going to do it again this year because it's funny to just do. And we get to do predictions for what the Super Bowl is going to be like based on the four teams that are heading towards it.
Yeah. Very exciting this season, too, as we have, some old blood / new blood in the game this year. No Kansas City Chiefs for the first time in a very long time.
Surprising.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yep.
And the Eagles lost in round one, so the defending Super Bowl champions now gone. So we're going to see some stuff, even though I have a pretty good idea about who I think is going to make it, and we'll see how the computer does here if they get the AFC game right, because I don't think that's going to be much of a contest.
I believe the first year we actually got it spot on with Tecmo. The points are wrong, obviously. But we got spot on with who was going to make it and who won. Yes. The second year, we were almost completely wrong.
Yeah, I think it had the Washington Commanders winning or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they played a heck of a game and a heck of a season, but not so successful in the NFC title game last year.
No. Who are our teams that we're going to start off first? We got AFC and we got NFC. Let's do AFC first.
Perfect, because the AFC is going to be the shittier game of the weekend. So we have in the AFC the visiting New England Patriots, surprise, surprise, back into the conference championship game. So
interesting.
New England Patriots versus the home team, the Denver Broncos.
Okay, and as a reminder, since this is the third year we're doing this, we're playing this in the preseason because there is no way for us to control actually getting a full season to play out the way the current season has with injuries and everything else. So some of the players may be wrong, some of the other things may be wrong, but that's just because we have to play from the preseason so we can actually set this properly. So with all of that out of the way, let us go with New England at Detroit. Or not Detroit.
Yes.
I saw the DE and I went with it.
Fantastic.
I would watch New England at Detroit. I think that'd be a great fucking game.
Yeah. I would watch that too, yeah, actually.
One of these years, damn it.
You never know. You never know.
The Lions are actually my wife's team, so it'd be my team versus my wife's team, and that would be that'd be a fun game. That'd be a really fun game.
The Lions are my wife's adoptive team as well when they went 0-16. She felt so bad for them.
And it seems like some seasons they get really good and then always fuck it up in the end.
Yeah, we'll see how they go. They got a really good nucleus there. They got a great coach. But this is about the teams that we're playing.
Yep.
I could talk Detroit all day, but let's get New England versus Denver.
Okay,
let's make it happen.
And begin. All right. Preseason, go.
Yep. I'm going to start this out by saying we'll see what the rosters look like here. But the Broncos, if anybody's paying attention to actual football that's going on, they have lost their starting quarterback.
Oh, wow.
So they will be playing this game with their backup.
And is that just for this week, or are they expecting that to go through to the Super Bowl
itself?
That's
it. He broke an ankle on the last play.
Oh, he gone.
Last game.
Yeah, he gone. Okay. Denver's getting the ball. Gets it. Now, I will point out, while we're watching this first return, the touchback rules have been adjusted. If they catch it in the end zone and take a knee, they should go to the 25 now.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things for the version of the hack. Oh, wow. Nice run play there.
Yeah. The rookie, RJ Harvey, putting in some work right now. It is possible that the Broncos also get back J.K. Dobbins, their other running back, who's been out since week 10. So we'll see.
Now, as we established the last time we did this, I know nothing about calling football plays. So I'm going to say some really dumb crap, and you'll have to correct me on this. But we got a good run play. Quarterback almost looked like he was going for a sneak there, but then saw the opening. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You want to see the kids, these young quarterbacks, they always want to take off and run. You like to see them keep their eyes downfield like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, going for a run play again. mean,
this is a very impressive first drive by Denver right here.
They are really making this work. And honestly, it's nice that they're in field goal range if nothing else. Although knowing how Tecmo Super Bowl works, we're probably going to see them continue to pull this all the way right to the end.
I think even real football right now, you go for this is four down territory.
Way open. I mean, I'm surprised he threw to that player, but like there were four of them just sitting there.
Yep. Pat Bryant, rookie to rookie there. Bo Nix to Pat Bryant. Very impressive.
That was unsurprising. That drive straight down the field with like 20 seconds of play. Yeah, that was. Yep. They dominated that right there. Now, can the Patriots bring it back?
Fantastic that the extra points are even at the correct spot this time around too, which is great.
he got stomped.
Yeah. The dynamic kickoff, even a thing in the Tecmo Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so another rookie here, or second year player.
Safety. Oh! Yeah, that was, I was watching that happen. And I'm sitting there going, their quarterback does not seem comfortable. Who is the quarterback for the Patriots at this point? Because I haven't paid that much attention since Brady.
Right, so it is a second-year player named Drake May, who had a tremendous season, is in the MVP conversation with how well he played.
Nice. Yeah. Apparently not so much in Tecmo Super Bowl, but maybe they can pull it around.
Wow, this is great. Look at that.
Yeah.
Troy Franklin. That is a Oregon connection there. Bo Nix to Troy Franklin. They played together in college, believe it or not.
See, I love doing this with you because you know all this stuff. So you have like the color commentary and everything for this. It's like doing
like
real football.
It's great like that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. So, there you go. So that is in Tecmo Super Bowl. It's basically a game almost like rock, paper, scissors, where you're picking a play. And if the defense picks the same play, quote unquote, like out of, I think, the eight options, then you just get stomped. And that's,
threw it away. Interception for New England. That's big. Their defense is very improved this year under their new head coach, Mike Vrabel. So
you can see there, not only did they get stomped on the passing play or the running play, but then they picked the wrong passing play as well. And that's just Tecmo Super Bowl to a T right there. Back-to-back poor plays. And Denver, who seemed like they were doing really well, suddenly is struggling. But at the same time, the Patriots are not really getting good forward momentum going.
Yeah, they're putting a couple passes together here. First down's good. They want to just keep Denver's defense all on the field, keep that offense off.
As we're in second quarter right now, and they do, they can spend all 3 minutes trying to get it back if they have to.
They could.
Nice. Good long drive there.
Stephon Diggs from University of Maryland.
The digital University of Maryland, though.
And right there, you got Drake May, known for that all season, not afraid to take off and run.
So true to form, them. I appreciate that from Tecmo Super Bowl. This is a rough one. See, I felt bad about that. It really felt like the quarterback there didn't know what to do at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, thrown off. Oh,
Hufanga, the defensive end, they signed as a free agent. Wow, very impressive.
Interception all the way down the field. That is, I don't think we're going to see that in a real game, but that's impressive here for Tecmo. The throw off like that on a player coming at you in the game is really hard to do. Almost missed the field goal.
Yeah. Will Lutz, come on now.
So I'm noticing explain this to me, because I only know football so much. Why is the field goal now 2 points?
The field goal is 3, the extra point is still 1.
Well, because it's there, that was 8 points, and it used to be 7 when you did the whole thing.
That was 7. They had 9 for the touchdown.
You're right,
before,
the safety. You're safety. Never mind. Okay, my brain. Okay, thank you.
No, you're braining right. The safety's just an anomaly.
But this is the same thing when I do commentary for FFR. I'm just sitting there going, well, how did this happen? Why are we? And then I have to be reminded what everything that's going on. Nice
wide
long
open.
Oh, come on.
Drake May got to shake off these jitterbugs here. That was
kicking
a wide open Stephon Diggs.
Kicking it away. I mean, not much that you could do about it. You were at the end of the quarter. You had to try and turn it around, make it be something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably were trying for the onside kick, and the computer just didn't let them have it.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, Interesting first half there. That is not going to what I believe the actual game will be. But however, Denver does have a phenomenal defense, so maybe they can pull it off. We'll see.
How is their offensive line, though, in comparison to what we're seeing in Tecmo?
It's better than you're seeing in Tecmo.
So there you go. So that's a possibility.
It's also possible, yeah. But
yeah, they are.
Again, the Bo Nix playing right now, and granted, like, you know, like you said, but this is preseason, mm-hmm. we got to do this with, but
yeah.
I don't know if we're getting the same kind of efficiencies from Jared Stidham this weekend.
No. This does feel like a very preseason team that's playing for mm-hmm. the Patriots, whereas mm-hmm. Denver in this game is bringing their A game.
Yeah, the home crowd here at Mile High definitely making a difference for them.
Really going for the sneak?
I mean, He's not afraid to run.
You got to get your yardage, but still, that's that's tough. This team feels afraid. Like the digital version feels afraid of doing anything, and unfortunately, right, yeah. Denver is too strong.
Yeah. I think we might get a steady dose of R.J. Harvey here in the second half.
You can't leave a gap like that. You can't. Oh, they are juking like crazy. I love these animations.
It's huge. You know, anything you can get positive on first down is great. If you can get 6 yards plus on first down, you really put the defense at a disadvantage.
Good old first and inches right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait and see.
I love it. Take your shot.
I mean, that's...
Cortland Sutton airs up and gets it.
It's a lovely catch. Lovely catch, high up. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, no, he ran that for a good amount. And again, Denver is just dominating on this field.
They really
right
are.
Now.
They really are dominant. This is very impressive by the Broncos.
And, I mean, you expect that they're going to have 19 points if nothing else after all of this. There's, unless they just happen to, like, throw an interception.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're in great position. Trying for, oh, back around, going for the throw. Nothing? Okay, mm-hmm. we're field goal in this.
Yeah, throwing it away. Yeah. Smart play.
Yeah.
Take the point.
They've got 19 points is not impossible to make up, but with like a quarter and a half to go, it's
three scores
hard
is a lot
think.
The way the defense
yeah.
is playing. Three scores is a lot.
Yeah, with this Patriots team we're seeing on the field right now, that is unlikely.
Yeah,
I think they'll be lucky to score once.
Yeah, they need a big play. They need something.
That is not it. Okay, at least they didn't get stomped. I was worried about
okay.
that.
Taking a shot?
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like a throwaway here. Yeah.
Oh, he had him open, too, again. Drake May off his game today.
Lining up. Knew it. Got caught. Stomped.
Another sack for that Denver defense. I think they led the league in sacks this year. They've been very impressive all year long.
It feels like, oh, yep, that was another. Ooh. They guessed that play. They're going to have to kick this away.
Nope, they're going to go for it. They don't have a choice. Bold.
Very bold. Okay, go up. Go up. You got a player right there. There you go. Perfect.
Wow, okay.
That's at least... I feel bad that the best they could do is a first down, but at the at the speed Tecmo rolls, this is feeling already like a loss here.
It is, yeah. They need to, you know, trying to stay honest there with the defense, trying to keep the run game up, but already burning timeouts and down three scores does not feel good.
No, this is a rough one. And the sack because their play was guessed.
And that vaunted Broncos defense came to play today.
Here at our Tecmo AFC game.
Got his man. Oh.
You had a guy open.
He had Diggs again. Open. Wow.
They are just not throwing this. Tecmo quarterback not bringing the play.
Yeah. Oh, dropped on fourth down.
Now, that's a coin flip there in Tecmo itself. You'll see those kinds of plays, and it's just you just basically get the 50-50 on it. And turnover. Oof.
Wow.
I mean,
Denver, going for the jugular.
Yeah, and you see the thing, Patriots try for that and they can't get it. Denver gets the catch every time, or almost every time. They did have the interception at the start that they then made up for. This is a blowout.
They're loving that bootleg right there. Wide
another
open.
Score. This is mercy play at this point. Just
wow.
pop them off. They're not making any more.
This is a very impressive game by the Broncos.
It is.
I would be stunned if we see this weekend. Absolutely stunned.
Although their field goal person, want to point out their kicker, he is not doing well. He has almost missed twice now.
Yeah, Will Lutz is the...
Yeah, on easy kicks, too.
Yep.
Okay. Where was this? Oh, no!
Oh, no!
No! No!
Oh, and there is a turnover!
And I was sitting there going, where was this earlier? This is what we did. And then, obviously, the fumble.
Travion Henderson, the rookie. Oh!
Interception, though.
Gonzalez with the pick.
I honestly don't even know what that quarterback was thinking there. That was the dumbest toss.
Yeah.
You just run it at that point. You were wide open there for the run.
Four scores down, though. This game is well in hand for the Broncos.
Interestingly, you know, four scores down, we're finally getting to see some real interesting football.
I know, right? Travion Henderson, the rookie, runs out the clock.
26-0
Broncos.
We are not going to see anything close to that score.
Oh, I highly doubt it.
Still, it was fun to watch.
It certainly was.
That was an entertaining game. Okay, who's next?
The LA Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Yep.
So we're going in, and let's see what happens.
So for the third time this season, too, because these are division rivals meeting again.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I hope we have a slightly more interesting game this time. The blowout did kind of defeat the ending of that Patriots-Rams game. Yeah.
This is the game I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Can Matthew Stafford, at age 38, make it to another Super Bowl against this very talented Seahawks defense and the number one seed?
Here we go. Oh. Okay, slightly better defense already coming in from Seattle than we saw from the Patriots game. They didn't let that run so far down the field. They seemed a little more on it.
Kyron Williams is an absolute wrecking ball.
Okay, we're going for a passing play.
All right. Stafford throws it. Tight end Higbee.
Nice catch.
Oh, Puka.
It did feel like they were throwing it away because a runner was coming for them, but, I mean, they threw it well. That's honestly what matters. Completions.
Yeah, Puka Nacua there, an absolute receptions and yardage machine this year. Just
as we're seeing.
Doing it again. Doing it
as
again.
We're seeing. That was a good run play, too. That was nice. That was tight. They got some good yardage on it.
Mm-hmm. Mixing it up very well.
That was...
dangerous.
Risky, because there was a guy open. Like, look at the field. There was a guy wide open. I'm not even sure why you ran that. Wow, lucky
Kyron
dodge
Williams.
There.
Yep.
That was risky from the player perspective, but very well done.
Yeah, this is exactly what the Rams need to do this weekend. They need to get Kyron Williams going. If they can get this running back going, they're going to have a real shot in this game.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the arrow fall out of the way. That was a bad kick.
It was. In fairness to the kicker for the Rams currently, that is Josh Cardy right there, no longer on the Rams. It is a rookie named Harrison Mevis is now the kicker for the Rams and has been doing a fine job this year.
That run back. Whew.
Very nice by Rashid Shaheed, former New Orleans Saint.
Not so good the second time around, but still, they picked up 50 on that first play. That was impressive.
Yep.
There we go. Yep. That's all you need. Just pick up your yardage.
It's going to be, you're going to see a lot of thunder and lightning here from the Seahawks. Charbonnet and Walker, the tandem in the backfield.
Oh, sorry. I had to adjust for a second there. That was just a bad toss right there.
Yeah. Sam Darnold, the quarterback for the Seahawks, can he win the big game? You know, that's the question. A lot of people do not believe in this guy.
Good. That was risky, but a good catch. I know you got to throw it away because you were guys all over you, but still, that felt
risky.
Tech move. Yeah, that felt bad. First down, that's good.
That was Jackson Smith and Jigba on the catch there, the leader in yardage and receptions this year in the league.
Oh, that's easy. You got that. There you go. There you go.
Yep. Kenneth Walker. He will be the primary and only running back this weekend for Seattle, as Zach Charbonnet, who you will see in this game, has torn his ACL and is gone for the season.
Oh, interesting. Now, it's going to suck if the game comes down to that missed field goal.
Yeah.
How bad would that feel? Like, for real life, obviously these are digital players, they don't care, but...
Yeah. I don't think they can even, like, go for two in this game, although... Who knows? Maybe there's a way they can make that happen.
I don't know if this has the 2-point conversion. If the programmers are good, but I don't know if the guys that make the roster updates and the minor like rule adjustments are that good.
Yeah, that's very niche innuendo stuff right there.
Getting stuffed 2 for 2 there, that hurts.
Yeah. All right. Stafford looking like he's gonna throw it.
Okay. There was a guy up top who was open.
There was, Stafford trying to push the ball downfield. I respect it, but sometimes you got to take what the defense gives you.
Yeah. Wide open, just doesn't go for it. Big kick all the way back.
Yeah. Very nice punt there.
And their defense was on it. That's good, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you want to see when you're already 1 point down.
Yep. All right.
Goes for the sneak.
Donald takes off.
Goes for the sneak, and he's making it work. That was good.
He is. He's got some wheels. He can do that in the game. He can.
That was an impressive play. Straight down the middle. Mm-hmm. But immediately the defense was on it.
Mm-hmm. Seattle going to try to do the double dip here, see if they can score going into halftime and get the ball to start the second half. Nick Jigba wide open.
I was watching the one player. That was a really good fake out.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the timeout.
Wide open for Nick Jigba there. Yep. Wide open.
Yep. Yeah, because I thought it was going to be a run play, and then suddenly they're going for the pass, and I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, the sack.
Jared Verse, very, very impressive defensive player there for the Rams.
Oh, and again?
Verse again.
Yep, and again.
Quinn Lake got that one. Okay.
He dived in at the last second. I think that's what it credited towards.
Yep. Verse definitely made the play there, so you can see him making a difference now.
Okay, you got some range. You can do this. Questionable throw.
Oh, he overthrows him.
Questionable throw. Going for the field goal.
Jason Myers, the kicker for Seattle here. Very dependable.
Still, that's lined up nice. Yep. Oh, yeah, there we go. That was...
Doink.
Game made me worry about that for a second. So 25 seconds on the field. We're really going to realistically have maybe 10 by the time this is done. Because the clock moves fast. It's unlikely we're going to see this make it all the way down the field. They'd have to do it in one play.
Yeah, and they're going to try. You know, they look like they're going to throw it.
Yeah, you got to throw it away. You don't want the safety. There you go. Okay.
Mm. All right. So 10-6 at halftime. This is about the kind of game I think we will actually see. This feels very true to form.
Much closer.
These teams know each other very, very well. I think they split the series matchup in the season 1-1. Not bad.
This feels like a real,
semifinals
game, effectively.
Yeah. This feels like what you're going to see this weekend in some form.
Yep. Good back and forth. Good chess game.
Mm-hmm.
To call it a chess game, because there is a lot of strategy into this.
There is.
You really have to read the team and what they're giving you as they're on the field as it's going.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, right there, Darnold taking what the defense gives him, picking up 8 yards on first down.
Oh, yeah, you had to throw it. You had to. But the catch.
Cooper Kupp against his old team.
It was a questionable throw, but he made it work.
Ninjik was wide open.
Again, going for the close-up one instead of the guy slightly farther back. It was within range in Tecmo that you could have made an easy pass.
Yeah, a little Charlie check down right there for Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm. Still, first down. They're making... And, you know, they're 4 points up. That's not a safe lead. But if they waste time and they can lead down for the whole quarter for a touchdown, that's all they need.
Yeah, they've already gone through 3 minutes of this third quarter, so more than half already.
Yeah, no, they're doing well. Right back, right by the play. Oh, again, the
wide
fake
open.
Out. Yeah.
Yep.
Still, first down.
remind everybody, this is going to be Kenneth Walker's weekend, just like it should have been all season long. Thank you very much. Charbonnet, the thorn in my side all year.
So good time wasting almost 4 minutes on the clock, and they score.
Yeah, that is going to
be
big.
A huge gap for the Rams to make up.
Yeah. Sammy Darnold, out of the University of Southern California. Good to see him doing successful things.
So that puts them 11 points up. That is a big gap to make up in Tecmo.
The way these two teams are playing, too, that's tough. The Rams have to score here.
That was some... Oh, no! Oh, no. Oh, and recover!
They get it back!
Oh!
That is Kyren Williams gets the recovery!
Really nice. And that... Now they're at the 50. That is a huge play.
What a turn of events right there.
Realistically, they should have been at the 15.
Yep. Puka. Wow, look at this. Look at this.
That's big.
Wow. Big. As the quarter expires, Matthew Stafford, the Puka Nacua.
And the thing is, if this were a real football game, you know the coach on the Seahawks side would be going, oh, we're safe. We're 11 points up. There's no way they're making that back with the time we wasted. And then what? 15 seconds later, they're right back in it.
Head coach Mike McDaniels for the Seahawks be losing his mind right now.
Well, you know, hopefully he's watching us and sitting there going, okay, let's not do this in the real game.
All right, so Seattle still with a comfortable position here. They have the lead, but they cannot afford to do anything silly.
Like that.
That's not a good start.
Not a good start. I also want to point out, it's interesting, we're seeing less of those flashy, like, hook plays we were seeing last year. The weird rope-a-dopes and everything. We're getting a lot of traditional runs, run-throughs, and passing.
Yeah, this feels like a real game that we will see this weekend. To effect, yeah. You got him, Sammy.
Nice. Helpful.
That's Charbonnet.
Both of the players decided to take a dive there and missing.
Yeah, that's a huge first down for the Seahawks right there.
Lined up once again. Yeah, that wasn't the fake out, which is hard to know with this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got your man wide open.
Defense, good. They took it. So many times in this game so far, we've seen them not take the wide open play.
Yeah. Jacques Charbonnet, just a receiving machine here out of the backfield. This is wild.
It's been great. Seahawks have been really using him to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get the play as far down the field as they can. Smart. Yep. They only have 2 minutes left on the clock. It is risky.
Is good enough for them. He's open. Oh.
They're playing it
out.
That's
a gift right there. That's a gift. They do not have to use their final timeout.
Yep. Nice catch and a score. Oh. We didn't even
all
get the nice.
He's been doing that.
Didn't get the up in the air catch, but that was what that was. He left
nice.
For that.
Sam Darnold trusting his guy to go up and get it.
Now this. There we go. Okay, good score, good field goal. They are back to being 11 points up, but as we've just seen from this Rams team the last time we were in this position, that's not insurmountable.
Quick.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
A good run down for a touchdown, and then. A fumble or something, and they're right back in it.
Right.
And we've seen one fumble. There's a possibility of a second. There's usually 1 to 2 per game.
Mm-hmm.
The rule of Tecmo.
Again? Stafford, throwing into coverage there, trying to make something happen.
Avoiding the open player for the one that had two players on him. That was confusing. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to call this at this point. 30 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah. I mean, they may score here, but an onside kick is... if you think the percentages are bad in real life.
Yeah. No, they needed to be able to make it all the way down.
Well, Davante Adams is going to score here.
They'll get a touchdown. They'll get their field goal, but this is over.
You got to wonder how Vegas feels about that touchdown for the spread on this game.
Yeah, they were playing outside the spread, weren't they? Well, you had the Patriots game. That one breaks all the bets.
Yep. So, 24-20 final
much
year Seattle.
Game. Much,
much better
game.
And Charbonnet, just very impressive. I think he had 7 catches right there. That's an impressive game for a running back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, preseason. Now, one last one. And we know it is now the Denver.
New England Patriots? Or the New England Patriots. Patriots. Oh, no, it was Denver.
Patriots got stomped.
We did them already. We did that Patriots-Denver already. My goodness.
Patriots got stomped. So it's Denver versus Seattle.
That's how much I don't believe Denver's going to win the game this weekend. Even Tecmo, I'm like, definitely.
No,
we saw New England.
No, absolutely not.
New England won 26-0, right?
it was close. It was really close.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Seattle kickoff to Denver.
I think we see the Seahawks make the Super Bowl for sure. It's going to be a very good game against the Rams. I'd be impressed if Denver can pull it off this weekend. They're in a very tough spot.
That felt in line for what we saw from both these teams in their previous games here in Tecmo, mm-hmm. though. Good run, mm-hmm. but also good defense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Trying to bring it downfield, second and one.
If Denver had their full complement of offense, like if they had Bo Nix still, they would match up very well with Seattle in a game. So that I would have loved to have seen.
Looks like we're heading for the pass and play. Who are we going
to? Got a man.
They had two people wide open. That defense was not there.
Yeah, the two high safeties coming back to bite Seattle right there.
We're going in for a sneak. Oh. It was a sneak to a pass, and it got blocked.
Yeah, good defense there.
Good defense. Interesting choice. Faked handout. Quarterback's running it.
Bo Nix has got some really good play action going today in this game. Look at this.
Tossed off. Down to the, looks like the 17.
Yeah, the channeling his inner Fernando Mendoza from Indiana right there, shaking off a defender.
Oh, that was some good yardage there, too. Yeah, and
RJ Harvey's nice.
Running out the clock so far. Like, they've dominated this entire quarter. They haven't given Seattle a second chance at all.
Yeah, Bo Nix taking off again. Wow. Tecmo Bowl loves Bo Nix.
Are you a quarterback or are you a runner? I think right now you're a little bit of both.
Yeah, you're whatever you want to be, man. Dreams. The world is your oyster.
Nice and clear right there. Seven up.
Yep. All right.
And the kick downfield. Let's see how Seattle does returning it.
Mm-hmm. Shahid is a weapon.
That was a decent return.
Not bad.
Now, Seattle hasn't shown that they can do the full down the field play that the Rams were doing.
Yeah. Very methodical win by the Seahawks. You know, no, a couple big plays. You know, Jackson Smith and Jigba showed up like he usually does, but... You know.
It's a bad toss. Tossed away.
It was not good. He had
tossed away for
no wide open tight end.
Yeah.
Tight end open.
Seen him handoff and the run. Good run, though. Big run. And then 20 guys on him.
Yeah.
I love Tecmo for that. Everyone just pile on. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, line up, pile up. He's got his man.
I was surprised. Like, it looked like it was going to be a handoff play, and, like, they were running it. They had plenty of time.
Yeah, both of these quarterbacks got their play-action game going very well today.
Handoff. Into the meat.
Solid 6 yards on first down, though. You're going to take that all day.
It's not bad at all. You got most of the quarter still to go play... Okay.
Ooh, lucky that they were close to out of bounds.
Yeah.
Charbonnet has that problem, too. He does fumble from time to time.
That was tough. That was right into the defense.
Yeah. No room for Kenneth Walker there.
Down three from where they were. But, hey, you know what? Again, the fake out. The fake out, but it worked. They like that. That fake out to a pass.
Yep. It's that play action. It looks really good to them.
It's been working.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the Rams have not been able to stop it. Oh.
That looked like it was a very easily made kick, and that was a little too close for me.
Yeah.
Goodness.
It's funny how often the computer in this game seems to, like mistime their field goals.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that a lot. I mean, we see the computer miss on an easy one.
Yep.
Okay. Good handoff and a run, and we've seen this play work for them time and again.
Yep. RJ Harvey, quality running back here.
Going for the passing play.
Gonna take off.
Or, nope, or the his standard, I decide to be the runner myself.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up three.
Like, this is, we're watching Denver right here, but this is very easily could be the way New England would play the game if they made it this weekend too. So, like, then the Seattle, if they make it either way, is gonna have to key on the quarterback. They can't let them run.
If the Tecmo didn't decide to rub their face right in the ground for a while reason, it's like Tecmo just did not like the Patriots, but
apparently
they love
not.
The Rams. Well, this is the second time they've had a play like this.
Yep.
Like in this game.
Wow. Oh, look at that.
But this is what they were doing to the Patriots, too. You give them a slight opening in this in Tecmo, and they run it. They're just straight down the field.
That is a very interesting use of a timeout there in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to come back to bite them.
Well,
Touchdown, though.
We thought the missed field goal would bite the team's last game, and it actually ended up not, really. Mm,
true.
Yeah.
Speaking of... Ooh.
Every time, they're keeping me on the edge of my seat.
Yep.
Guys, you charged me how much for the Super Bowl game? Come on. There we go. And that's Rams defense that we've seen this whole time.
Yeah, Broncos playing very well on special teams today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a bit of a wasted timeout in the third quarter, but I feel you. Oh, no, we're in the second quarter still. No, why the second quarter? I don't know.
We're not
in
second quarter.
Yeah, it said second quarter at the bottom. I thought we had halftime, right? See, it says second quarter right there.
You are right. Wow. I thought we were this is what happens when you watch three of these back-to-back.
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah. Okay. The timeouts don't mean so much to me now.
Timeouts make way more sense.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So they...
Yeah, that was halftime. Wow.
Seattle heads into it 7 down, and I think the Rams get the ball because wasn't it the Seattle that returned it first?
It would be the Broncos, and yes, they get the
Broncos.
Ball.
Thank you.
Yep. See, we do three of these. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, the West Coast team, but the other West Coast team.
Yep. So, all right, Shahid here, gonna get a chance to return it. We need to get some life from the special teams.
Okay. And Seattle does get to go again, which is good. Mm-hmm. They need this.
Yep.
Oh, right into their defense.
Riding Charbonnet still. They're loving this guy.
That wasn't the fake out play, that was the real play, and it did not work for them. But that...
Oh, miscommunication there.
Yeah. Like, he was wide open. It was the right person to toss to, and they just tossed it way too far.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Well, three and out very quickly for the Broncos.
Ouch.
That's what you want.
That was not what you wanted. Broncos
will
get the ball.
Punter. Punter's always the first one down the field like a maniac, too.
But got a good stuff. Normally the Rams can run that back when there's only one guy on them.
Yep. And again, it's the Broncos, but still.
I am so sorry. I do
That's
not
fine.
Know why I'm
That's
doing
fine.
That.
I'm having fun with it. So, RJ Harvey, again, coming to play today.
Just start listing random, like, mammals at this point.
Yep.
Can we go with the steers?
Bo Nix had his choice of receiver there. Everybody was open. Everybody.
It was, take your pick. Dealer's choice right there.
Yeah.
And goes for the run because he loves that run. Did not work out for him this time. The defense was available and ready to take him down.
Yeah, two rushing touchdowns for Bo Nix today, though. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, you take what you can get.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was an interception.
So did I. Big catch by the running back, Harvey.
Seemed like it should have been. The game passed it right to him.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh.
Going for the run again. Quarterback sneak. Sneak it in. Oh.
Yeah. Bo Nix is just like, he's playing Jaden Daniels that we watched last year. This is crazy.
I don't think we're going to see this in the actual Super Bowl.
You know, if Jared Stidham comes out of nowhere and does exactly what Bo Nix is doing right now, I would be the first one to eat my shoe Sunday morning.
Amazing. Monday be a great morning. Game.
Wow.
Everyone's sitting there going, what is going on with this?
Yeah.
And as you said about the bettors market, do you think this quarterback can make 3 touchdowns? No, I wouldn't bet on that. And yet.
Yep. Clearly, you didn't watch Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, fumble!
On the ground again.
Recovered by the Seahawks.
They get it back. That's two fumbles for Charbonnet.
They can't afford that. Like, 4 minutes goes fast in this game, and they are two down. This is painful.
All right. Sandy, gonna take off.
Nice! Come on! Oh. Good yardage, but they really needed to be able to keep running that.
They have to score, and quickly.
Within the next, like, minute.
Yep.
This, the toss away, you just cannot have.
Cooper Kupp, okay. Again, moving the chains, first downs, but you gotta score. You can't dink and dunk.
Trying for their own quarterback sneak, and they do.
That looks like a first down.
They do make it. They do make it. But time's burning.
Yep, clock stops with the first down, though, so this is working for them. Oh, that's not a great call there on that first down.
No,
that's not
what
you want to see.
They need to get this, and then they need to do a quick recovery off of Denver. That's good. That's good. That's good.
There he is.
Nice!
There it is. Okay.
Now we're getting there. We have a chance.
Yep.
First, they actually have to make this field goal, which not guaranteed. Okay, that should be safe. That should be safe from the arrow. Good.
Okay.
Now,
Jason Myers, very reliable kicker.
We need the Broncos to fumble. Onside kick.
Wow.
That was risky.
Okay. It was. Three timeouts, though. They got to stop him here.
I can't argue with the decision. Like, that, I think, feel like that was the right decision to make.
Yeah.
But they definitely need this. They need this.
Yeah, that's a big stopper. That play's been working for the Broncos all day.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback going for it. Oh, Bonnet. Yeah.
That's Ouch. Probably going to be the game right there.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, because a minute 30 is too hard to make up in this. This is so easy to burn.
Oh, that's good. That's big defense.
Mm-hmm. Lost five on that.
You gotta spy him.
They need that. Okay.
They needed that. Third and 16. This is not over.
It's possible. So if you're in the Broncos position, do you just play out all four or do you eventually kick it?
I think you have to kick it at midfield here.
Cut.
Yeah, you have to kick it here. If it was like fourth and five, you could think about it. All right, is this going to go into the end zone for a touchback?
Yep.
It is. That's what they needed.
Puts them up 25, and then they can make this work. This isn't over.
Yeah. Clock stopped.
I would love to see this go... Oh.
Sammy.
I would love to see this go to a tie, so we have to go overtime.
That would be great. Yeah. What are they doing?
Oh,
Seattle. They just got one more here at the end.
They got one more. Can they make this work?
Nope.
That stuff right there. That does it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay.
So and, that was thrilling. Yeah. Definitely thrilling. But not the ending you want to see.
No, I mean, good game. We can only be so lucky to see a game for Super Bowl Sunday where it will be that close, where it'll come down to the last play.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
No, yeah. So, Tecmo predictions. Patriots get absolutely wrecked.
I'd be shocked if they get that right. I really will.
Denver's run the field all over them. There is nothing left of them. They are just paced by the end of it.
Yeah,
Seattle
it's
comes
like,
up.
Yep. Judge Doom and Who Framed Roger Rabbit style right there.
Squish straight
running
down.
Him over, squish.
Yep. Seattle comes up well over the Rams, who they played, which is why my brain got confused. And then
I think we will see something to that effect. I think Seattle wins the game at home. I think we'll see a tight game like that.
It was a very good game.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then tight, but not like as good a game for the Super Bowl with the Broncos getting ahead by a full touchdown.
Yeah, the two fumbles by Charbonnet there, really stifling drives for Seattle, made a big difference. So, you know, it was a good game again. It was tough fought. I'd expect to see that from those two teams if they make it there with how they played all season. But I don't think we're going to see the Broncos lifting the Lombardi Trophy in real life in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that, and if they do, it's gonna be harder for them to get through the AFC game first before they even make it that far. That was that they That's the joy of the preseason and Tecmo Bowl. Sometimes you just get a complete romp like that.
Yeah. That felt like the preseason Patriots right there that were not ready to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish we could get a postseason difficulty version of this game for what we do.
Yeah.
There's a hard type of this that I could pick instead that maybe would play better in the preseason. Maybe we try that for 2027. It's hard to know. But, it'd be nice because the computer plays better in the postseason in Tecmo. Yeah. And I have a feeling like the dice were rolled, and for whatever reason the Patriots got preseason AI, but the Broncos got standard season. Because they felt like they were actually playing a game, and the Patriots felt like they were dirtling around the field.
That felt like playoff AI for the Broncos, the way they played that game. That felt like a tough team to beat, even in period.
They got wrecked right there. That was bad. Yeah. That was bad. So, but it was interesting. This was fun. This was a good one.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Yeah,
and I think long term, maybe the Broncos don't make it there. But I think most of what we saw from this was pretty good football.
Yeah, and like I was saying, because the game got the spirit of it right. You're gonna have a running quarterback, either in Drake May or Stidham, making it for the AFC. They're gonna have to stop them on defense from the NFC. So that was true to form, and we should hopefully see nothing else but good games.
Good games.
And we'll see how it goes.
Good games. Good games. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors, Wayland Yutani, building better worlds. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein, getting my Buffalo Wing order ready in digital form.
Yeah, and your buddy Mike the Ghoul here going to go and place his bets on the Broncos, apparently, thanks to this game now. Good
man,
God.
You bet on that Patriots-Bronco game and it plays out that way, you are making big. That spread was crazy.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Have fun.
See you all next time at the Super Bowl.